Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
When I left prison, I had a pink sock the size of Texas.
That's what we, that's off the air, Puss. That's what's off the air. Your mic was on.
Hey. Sorry. Yeah. Hard to stop the conversation.
That's one of those things we don't do here on air.
You don't recover from that.
No, you don't. Tom Arnold later on this morning. Petey Max with us. Craig Evans in the house. Speaking of recovering, I heard some of the best stuff last week, and it was a whole big story. Petey's actual one of his zero birthdays we were talking about, and all the alcohol he took in. That was a good replay.
Oh, what he remembered of the evening?
Yeah, but he remembered a lot of the alcohol, and it was just brutal, man. Brutal.
I remember I was guessing alcohol by the people that were there, because I was just doing whoever shot. So I was he was there, so I did that.
It was great audio.
So that was your point of reference. Yeah. Who was there?
Yeah.
Not actually remembering.
Oh no, you wouldn't remember half that stuff you drank.
You didn't take notes or anything.
Yeah, I had everybody sign by their shot that they gave me.
And a waiver too, in case I die with this shot. You owe my family this much.
Well,
that's
finally,
the shot that puts it over the top.
Had to stop watching the final round of the U.S. Open. Because that plane noise was so annoying.
I wasn't watching it. It was 2 weeks ago.
I know we were gone when that happened.
I didn't hear it.
But the final round of the U.S., there's a constant drone of planes overhead.
Vuvuzela?
Because, no, it's not restricted airspace. It was planes flying.
Well, why do we restrict it? It's a golf course.
I don't know. It's not been a problem in the past.
I know. Well,
other golf tournaments.
Oh, was there an airplane?
I didn't even notice it, to be honest.
You didn't notice the constantly?
No.
During the final round? Oh, my God. It was just annoying. And they were banner ads.
Are you going to watch this Travelers tournament next weekend?
No.
No.
We already told him how it ended.
Exactly.
Yesterday.
Right.
The U.S. Open was kind of special, so I like to watch the kind of special ones, but it just got too annoying. I guess there were Geico ads. There was a guy flying a Take a Mulligan, Dump Trump.
Oh, there was? Yeah. Okay.
Somewhere over the top of that. Even.
Annoying as that?
Yeah. It was so bad that Joe Buck had to acknowledge it on the air. Wow. He said a lot of people are complaining on social media. I want to let you know those are not our planes. It wasn't Fox's planes flying overhead. They're banner ads.
Yeah. And all banner ads, really?
Yeah.
Man. That
And I don't recall that ever being a problem at any other golf tournament.
No, well, that was what that the blimp that crashed, that was what that thing was.
Yeah.
Some low rent blimp that had a banner like tied to the outside of it.
Yeah, it wasn't Snoopy one. It wasn't anything officially
that sounds
involved
like a
in
hooker's name. I'm a low rent blimp.
It does.
That's extra.
I hired some low rent blimp.
Yep.
Yeah, it didn't cost much, but whatever. I didn't care.
That's a rap song.
Low rent blimp.
Or a rapper name.
I'm surprised the USGA just didn't shoot him down then.
Yeah.
So am I.
I really didn't notice it.
Craig, I heard this the other day, too, on another some other
long
place.
Weekend.
We missed this day, right?
No.
Oh, really? I thought it was...
It's today.
Oh, I know what it was. I'm watching CBS Sunday Morning, and they say what's coming up this week.
Yes.
And they list each Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and they say this. And today is what?
Today is National HIV Testing Day. Today is National HIV Tasting. It's early. I'm sorry.
So I...
you like that one?
I was watching CBS Sunday Morning Live in my hotel room, and I heard that, and I was going to text you. I was going to say, remember, it's National HIV Tasting Day on Tuesday. Not a good way to test for it.
No.
Tasting it.
That's what we hear.
Puss will tell you that.
Yeah, today is National Hiv Tasting. It's early. I'm sorry.
That's an old clip anymore, man.
You know it's bad if Craig actually apologizes, because he's a pro. He just moves on, right? And waits for you guys to bash him or something.
You gotta apologize to Hiv Tasting.
You do. You do.
You gotta tell people not to do that.
And if you'll notice, I was very careful about saying Hiv Testing Day.
Now you are.
Today.
Yeah. You weren't then.
Not at all.
No.
You're careful.
And I may have waited an extra hour in the day to do it as well.
Just so you wouldn't say it again.
Right.
I'm good to remind you.
Right. So you're going to be defiant like we used to be? You know, when we.
Jane Pauley didn't screw it up.
Yeah. When you smoke.
She could have said it's National Hiv Tasting Day.
You'd still smoke on National Smokeout Day. You're just not going to get Hiv tested today.
That's correct.
Yep.
Right. I'm not going to.
I'm
going to
be defiant
too. We're
going
to taste him for it, though.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to a Hiv tasting event tonight. Get to try all kinds of different.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Find the one you like.
I have no idea why that's disgusting. It's just probably wrong.
Well, there's any number of reasons why that's disgusting.
I know it's disgusting. Yeah. You would get it. I don't want to.
Well, if anyone was going to host something like that.
Yeah.
Craig's your guy.
There's a microphone and a paycheck.
Yeah.
This year's theme is Test Your Way, Do It Today, referring to the many ways that people can get tested for the HIV at a clinic, at a testing event, at home, or from a local organization.
Yes, that's something a lot of businesses do, where they line up and give you a flu shot.
No, they should do it, though. They really should.
They should.
But it's more of a private thing, I'm sure. You don't want to be standing in line at the office for HIV tasting day.
Probably not.
And then they just release an email. Who's positive?
Oh, man.
Don't bang Larry.
If you were standing near Larry.
Yeah. I was going to say Jim, but he actually works here.
Yeah.
I threw a Larry out. Is there any Larrys in the building? Please say there's not.
I don't think so.
There's about 100 people working
gotta
somewhere.
None that we know.
Right. Got to be one somewhere.
Well, if it's you, I don't mean you, dude.
All names are fictional.
Thank you.
Why does Craig get two bites?
It's his event, man.
Yeah, good.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's your host.
That's just nasty. Oh, let's see. White House.
No.
Put that away.
Wallpaper. Robots figuring out your weed.
Huh?
Exactly.
What do you mean?
What is it with you people and reefer?
Can they tell if it's a sativa, an indica?
Can't you guys just by smoking it?
No, I truly can't.
No, by the effect. The one jack you up, one mellows you out. That's what they say, right?
No, not really. Can you?
But that's what they say, right?
Yeah.
One is for being more awake.
I don't
one
analyze
being
it like that.
I'd rather, but if I don't smoke weed, but if I would, I want the stuff that keeps me awake.
Yeah, you do, but you don't analyze it like that.
But people
you're
do
just
in,
grateful.
In the stores, though, they do
you're
it that
just
way, right?
Grateful.
Well, yeah, because you guys don't have stores here. But
right.
Aren't the stores, people walk in, they want a certain
yes,
kind?
Exactly. Yeah,
that's what I meant, the
you're,
store.
You're supposed to.
There you can. Yeah. Like in Colorado, I notice if I smoke an indica, it doesn't really put me in the couch. It just kind of controls my anxiety, and then I'm able to go about my day.
Okay. What about the sativa?
So it brings you back to zero, basically.
Yeah. Right. It kind of resets
and
everything.
And for people who are already at zero, then they melt into the couch.
Right. And sativa.
That's how impressive it is.
I don't order that. I always get the indica stuff. And, you know, here.
You don't know. Well, it's just weed here. But I'm talking about people that have actual.
You get what shows up at your door.
Right. You get what your guy has.
Right.
And he can't tell you. I've asked before. I'm not really sure.
Sometimes they know.
That's why. Sometimes. That's why it should be legal.
Yeah. Yes, because you go to Colorado, you could say, give me a sativa with this much THC content, and they've got it there for you. You know, varies anywhere.
Did you walk into any stores in Denver, Puss? I know you're not a big pothead, but
I was visiting a buddy in an office, and there was a dispensary right up the, like, on the next floor of the building.
Yeah, and if you want, give me something with about 15% THC. Well, they got it. Your guy can't really tell you that.
Your guy should just start answering. Like, is this indica? What do you want? What do you want it to be? Yeah, that's what it is.
That's right.
I know.
Yeah, that's what it is. Sure.
I mean, you could really just walk in there and say, like, hey, I got a big Saturday, man. I just want to have a lot of fun. You don't need to, you know, I need 15% and I'm worried about being in the car. I mean, you know.
But I bet you people do, though.
Saturday, man. I'm ready, man.
I bet you the people live there.
Oh, for sure.
Really into knowing what they want, but you can.
Yeah.
No, the annoying ones is the tourists who have to ask the bud tenders a bunch of questions.
Well, they're tourists. That's how they're making zillions of dollars, man.
But, you can't all be pros like you,
Todd.
Yeah,
exactly, man. But I'd be that annoying guy.
They only allow.
Well, I don't want to go schizo. Yeah. That's what I would say.
They only allow so many people in the showroom at one time. So while they're gabbing away, you have to sit out in the lobby and wait.
Yeah.
And I know damn well what I want. I get in there. I said this. Thank you. And I'm out of there.
Sorry, we don't have the specific scotch you want, sir. I'll be with you in a minute.
Right. Make up your list.
You don't know, though.
Yeah, do you just go into a grocery store and wander around?
Sometimes.
Tourists are bringing in zillions of dollars to Denver. They hate those tourists.
Make up your shopping list.
You don't know what you want. But it's what you're smoking. You don't know what you want. I don't know what I want.
It's more like at a bar, right? I couldn't tell you how many people come in like, hey, how are we doing? What sounds good? Oh, I don't know.
They wait, yeah.
How about a water? I'm not really, I don't know. You know,
I mean, people don't know. I don't blame people.
It's kind of the same experience.
I can see that. To me, I approach it more like shopping. When you go to a store, you get in, you get out.
Yeah.
But I can see people approaching it like a bar.
Yeah, but if it was the first time you went shopping for the store, you might be wandering a little.
Look at all these cookies.
Okay, I understand that to a certain extent, but rookies.
Tourists.
I just approach it the way I always approach shopping. You know, if I'm going to the hardware store, I'm not just wandering around looking.
Why do they have the stupid rules? Why can't a weed store be a weed store? Like you walk in and it's everywhere, and you just pick one up and you take to the counter.
I don't know why they institute that rule. I'm sure they're
less
afraid
of flying out the door.
No, I'm sure it has a lot to do with cash, and they don't want 10 people where all the cash is.
All right.
Because they're afraid the bud tenders will get overtaken and they'll take all their cash.
Yeah, it's like the gas station with two kids, one backpack at a time.
Dude.
Yeah, because most places that dispensaries I've gone to in Colorado, they don't allow more than three or four people in the showroom at one time.
A medical marijuana startup is using artificial intelligence to help patients figure out which strain of marijuana best suits their needs.
I said, I got a big Saturday. That's why I asked my robot. Yeah.
The artificial intelligence
though. Okay, I got a big Tuesday.
Fair enough.
Can't we just take a little survey? Or do you have that in front of you?
What?
The artificial intelligence. Can we take a little survey to see what kind of weed we need?
No.
No.
Well, in this case, you'd have to go to the pot bot.
Okay.
The artificial intelligence in the pot bot scans peer-reviewed medical journals on cannabinoids and marijuana compounds. It then evaluates a patient's symptoms, suggests the appropriate strain and cannabinoid level, and even tells the patient which dispensary to go to. The Potbiotics CBO, the Potbotics CEO, says the company has made $5 million so far and is completely legal since it does not directly involve the marijuana.
Oh, it's an app.
You can get this app at your favorite app store.
Here's one of the robots.
Oh, hey, listen, try this. I told my weed guy to step it up and he gave me that.
There you go.
What is this?
It's called Mind Rape. It's actually pretty mellow.
It doesn't sound very mellow.
Well, he only had three other batches. Gorilla Panic, they're coming, and something called This Is Permanent.
Now,
come on, spark it up.
You can't tell me. There's got to be somebody that took those names and put it on some sort of brand.
No,
why not?
They've actually become...
They got purple love muscle, don't they?
No, it's
that's
a little
puss smokes.
It's more and more standardized anymore.
They can't use funny names?
They can, but, you know, it's like naming a candy bar or something different everywhere you go.
A Abuta finger.
Yeah, when it's the same damn thing.
Right.
So they're doing the right thing by doing that.
All right.
Not having a bunch of
I think you just have, I want some Mind Rape. That's what I would choose out of that because it's actually pretty mellow. Because it's actually pretty mellow. That's why I would smoke Mind Rape.
Oh, okay.
With my teddy bear.
People with mental health disorders.
We're talking to some.
We am them.
We're looking at them.
Yeah.
Are taking more than half of all prescribed opioids in the United States.
I don't take anything, man.
Nor I.
I take a Zyrtec.
Yeah.
Right?
And I snorted.
Grind
it
up.
Just get the buzz.
So you're one of those guys with mental health disorders that doesn't take an opioid.
That's right.
Yeah.
Me too.
And to be quite honest, I'm scared to hell of those things. You hear so many stories of people that, you know, they get in an accident and then they get hooked on the opioids and stuff just spirals after that. Yep.
I think it's constant pain.
You know?
I mean, I've
seen it.
I have too.
Give me what are opioids. And give me what drugs would be opioids.
Oxycodone, okay. Hydrocodone.
Yeah, that stuff that's in the pain. You're in pain.
Yeah, the narcotic painkiller.
Yeah, and when I have dental work done, I took it.
When you had dental work done, they gave you Valium.
I know, which was isn't that pretty much
not an opioid.
No.
Okay.
No.
No, I had oxy. I had something.
Narco.
They probably gave you hydrocodone.
Polo.
No, when I was in the hospital about 5 years ago, I had something else.
Yeah, then you probably did.
I did, but the thing was, though, I took it because it was good. It felt good, but I just, I'm not bragging because I do have an alcohol problem, but all I did was when my pain went away, I stopped taking them. I didn't care.
Yeah, you're fortunate.
Well, yeah, I am.
But I think it's,
I don't have that kind of. I do not have an addictive personality.
I think it's very easy to step off that ledge with those things.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Hey, listen. Like I said, Mike.
And if you needed your third or fourth bottle of the pills, maybe that's when it would have kicked in.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe because you were on it a little bit, right? But you beat opioid addiction.
I did.
And the way to do that, folks, is just don't know you have it.
Yeah.
You sweat for a week and don't know why you feel like crap, and then you're over it. So don't ever find out why you have it. And then you won't go try to fix it. I think you're the key.
I don't know what about that. Why didn't I know?
Because sometimes we all do just feel bad for a couple days.
Well,
and
yeah.
Then you feel
and
better.
I was recovering from surgery.
Right.
Yeah.
And you actually beat opioid addiction.
I remember looking at you and going, man, Craig looks kind of, I mean, not much worse than normal, but he kind of looks
pale.
Bad today.
The pale.
Yeah.
The pale.
Yeah, you were pale.
Yeah, that rosiness in your cheeks you do every morning.
Right, because you're being barraged with so much information and so much medication. You probably, I didn't realize it either.
Exactly.
Yeah. They were giving me this, they were giving me that.
But once again, you just stopped taking it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just felt,
once again, I'm not saying to people that can't. I feel sorry for them.
Yes, it's different for other people who have much longer pain. I mean, like Todd could easily get on this bandwagon with the pain that he's had for so long.
Oh, you're trying to sell him here?
Yeah, it doesn't take much.
Trying to talk him into it, Craig?
And I have an addictive personality, but none of that stuff agrees with me.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like terrified. I don't want to get injured or hurt because I don't even want to get in near with it.
Right.
Those things, man.
Right.
So people with mental health disorders taking more than half of all prescribed opioids in the United States, according to a new study by the Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center in New Hampshire.
Well, the question is,
that's about 16% of the country's adults.
What comes first, the addiction or the,
egg?
Yes,
or the mental health disorder.
Yes.
Are they taking the opioids as a result of a mental health disorder?
No.
Or is the mental health disorder being caused by the opioids?
Probably not caused by it.
No, it's probably the other way around. You're mental and you need some pills to take care of it.
No, but you wouldn't take
researchers did not draw conclusions on why people with mental issues might be prescribed so many opioids, but suggested that they might just not have the same coping skills for pain that might be the answer, they are not sure.
No, and Dr. Meany will tell you, there's lazy doctors out there who just hand out those prescriptions.
Yes.
Well, isn't there general, I mean, a lot of times with like depression and things, aren't there, you can feel physical pain that may not necessarily be there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I love putting my hand down my pants when I'm on drugs.
There you go. Thank you, bud. Appreciate that. Checking in.
Thank you, Cleveland Brown.
Yeah, just stepping in for no reason. How are you, Cleveland?
Well, no, there's a good reason for that.
Yeah. Of course, that's right. Things like... people argue about fibromyalgia. Is it actual physical pain or is it just in your
head? If you feel it, you feel it.
Yeah.
You feel it.
This is no time to be taking your damn drugs, you hippie dropouts.
I did a Cymbalta. It had been 5-6 years ago I did a Cymbalta, maybe 7 years ago.
But that's an antidepressant.
Yeah, but I was in pain.
More than anything
else. But I was in physical pain.
And it helped, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. I'm not on it anymore, but it helped completely. And people, I got a lot of emails back in the day because you don't, you just, you felt just muscle aches. And it was, I thought it was in my head, and it was in my head. And I took that for a while, and then I was off of it.
But it wasn't just in your head.
You feel it. No, I shouldn't say that.
It manifested itself physically.
Your brain causes pain. So, yeah, I physically felt crappy. I mean, for about three months, so yeah. I figured it out.
Like when I was having those panic attacks. Right. Oh, it's all in your head. No, I'm feeling it.
Well, you're actually feeling it, but that doesn't mean it's not in your head because your head controls your pain, you know?
But it goes beyond your head.
Right.
And a lot of people just, unless you've been through it, they don't get it. I used to have a jackass sitting next to me that just didn't get it. Oh, it's all in your head. No.
I believe his catchphrase was, get over it, Todd.
Yeah.
I'm smuggling cocaine and heroin in my coochie.
I had no idea why would you do that.
Right. Why wouldn't I?
Giggity. Good point.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Giggity, giggity, giggity.
Doesn't have to even be smuggling.
No.
No.
You should be carrying it around.
Toting it around. Out of Little Rock, Arkansas, KATV is reporting on the employee at the Spencer's in the mall in Little Rock.
Spencer's still exists, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I haven't been to the mall recently, but I love the Spencer's.
Yeah, you can take that one step further and just go, malls, they still exist, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah. So the woman was working at the Spencer's in Little Rock. A lady tried to return an item for cash or store credit. The employee told police that she recognized the woman because she had suspected her of previously stealing from the store. According to the store manager, the woman decided that she wanted store credit, and she'll take this here stripper pole.
Well, they sell actual stripper poles?
Apparently. The lady was told that the store credit that she had would not cover the cost of the stripper pole. The woman became frustrated and, undeterred from her mission, attempted to leave the store with said stripper pole. The employee chased her into the common area of the mall and wrestled the pole from the lady. The lady then bit her on the upper right arm during the altercation and fled the mall. Mall security unsuccessful in locating the suspect.
You know, if I'm working at the Spencer's, I'm just saying, hey, security, go chase that lady down with the pole. I'm not chasing her down.
They do indeed have stripper poles at Spencer's.
You're making $8.50 an hour. They're going to chase down some crazy bitch for a pole. I'm not. And a lot of times those people get fired for that. We've heard about people getting fired for chasing people down.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right. It just depends on what the store policy is.
Exactly.
For taking matters into their own hands.
You can get stripper poles, stripper pole gloves, and stripper pole powder at Spencer's, by the way.
Yeah. Also, you don't stick.
Yeah.
So your upper thighs don't stick to the pole.
It's a great sound.
Yeah. Because that's why there's powder on those, right?
That's why it loves baby soft.
Yeah. You don't want pole burn.
No. Well, you don't.
Not what he always says.
Actually, I don't either.
It's very cute the way Puss pretended to look that up.
I know he did. He wouldn't look at the computer at all.
Not at all.
Not at all.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.